Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy upon our lives. Thank you for your strength that is destroying our weaknesses. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for how you have delivered us and rescued us from the oppressions of the enemy. Thank you for how you have defended us against the enemy. Thank you for blessings from you we have received. Thank you for helps we have received from you. Thank you, Lord, for how you intervened in our situations. When it appears as if all hope is lost, when it appears as if there is no way out, you intervened and you helped us. You gave us breakthroughs. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you are doing among us in this ministry. For indeed, you are doing great things. You are doing wonders. You are saving lives. You are setting people free, your people. Thank you for how you are blessing us with spiritual blessings, physical blessings. Thank you for how you answer our prayers. Thank you for how you encourage us, comfort us, and give us peace and joy. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you have made our enemies your enemies. Thank you for battles you have fought for us and won for us that we are not even aware of. Thank you, Lord, for a great future, a glorious future, a beautiful future you have created and organized for us. Oh, Lord, we are so grateful. We thank you for divine healings we have received from you. We thank you for divine health we have received from you. We thank you because the arrows of darkness, the arrows of destruction, arrows of untimely death that were fired from the realms of darkness into our lives did not succeed. We thank you for shielding us against attacks from the enemy. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for spiritual gifts you are giving to us at this time. Thank you for ability to know your will, ability to discern your will in every situation. Thank you for the ability to see revelations from you. Thank you for how you are reviving us, how you are reviving our spirits, our souls, and bodies. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost that is happening to us. Thank you for a renewed and strong relationship we are having with you on a personal level. Thank you for how you are changing our lives into something glorious and great. Thank you, Lord. be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because in this night, in this hour of prayer, you will visit us again. We thank you because you will help us. We thank you because you will fight for us. We thank you, Lord, because you will intervene in our situations. You will strengthen us. You will anoint us. You will fill our voices, our mouths with powerful utterances of victory. Thank you, Lord, because as we seek your face tonight and on this platform, we shall not remain the same again. Our lives shall be helped. Our lives shall be blessed by you. Thank you, faithful Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Spirit of God, I hand over this session to you. Holy Spirit, take over this session. Have your way in this place. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. And let your name be forever glorified in our lives and in this place. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're welcome to the prayer session. And I trust the Lord to help you as you pray with faith tonight, as you pray with the whole of your heart this evening. I trust the Lord to help you. Amen. We are going to take some worship songs, and after that we will go into the prayer points. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In your life. In your life. Jesus, he's alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives. In our lives. Jesus, he's alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. you are worthy, Lord. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to El Shaddai. Hallelujah. 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 Hosanna. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Yes, Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. Lord, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. We lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. From east to west, there is no other God. There is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. No one like Jehovah. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no one like Jesus. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. We will praise you from everlasting, Lord Jesus. Everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting. Jesus, everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Yes, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Yeah, He is Lord, He is Lord. Forever He is Lord, He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. In your life is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Again, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. For this God is our God forever and ever, and ever he shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. For this God is our God. For this God is our God, the God of Israel, forever and ever. And ever he shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. Hallelujah. Begin to worship the King of Kings from the depths of your heart. With the whole of your heart, worship the God of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Lord of Hosts, the King of Kings, the Most High God. Worship the I Am That I Am, the God of heaven and the earth, the one who was and is to come, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the miracle worker, the mountain mover, the way maker, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship the God of your salvation. Worship your Father, our Father. Worship Him. Father, we worship You. Mighty God, we praise You. You are highly lifted, far above all your enemies. You are highly exalted, far above the highest heights, far above powers, thrones, principalities, rulers of darkness, kingdoms of darkness. You rule over them all. You dominate them all. You are the Most High God. We worship You, Father. You are matchless in wisdom, matchless in knowledge, matchless in grace, in mercy, in love. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Great are You, Lord. Great is Your power. Great is Your love. Great is Your glory. Great is Your grace. Great is Your strength. Father, we worship You. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for who You are. We worship You for who You are. We praise You for who You are. Jesus, we worship You. Thank You, Lord. Our Redeemer, our Healer, our Restorer, our Provider, our Helper. Thank You, Jesus. You are the one who forgives our sins. You are the one who makes us overcome sins. We worship You, Father. You are forever pure, forever holy. You make people holy. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. You are the answer to all questions. You are the answer to all prayers. You are the answer we need at this time. And the answer we will always need. We worship you, Father. We shall love you forever. We shall serve you forever. We shall praise you forever. We shall worship you forever. We shall please you forever. For you alone is the Lord. Beside you there is no other. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him praise. Amen. Amen. You're welcome once again to the Lord's presence. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for loving me as I am. Thank you for loving me with everlasting love. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for loving me as I am. Thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. Thank you because you will always love me. Thank you because you will always love me. Thank you for your everlasting love toward me. Thank you for showing me eternal love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because of your eternal love for me, you have visited me. Because of your love for me, you have rescued me. Because of your love for me, you have delivered me. Because of your love for me, you are. Because of your love for me, you are helping me on every side. Thank you. This great love you have for my life, you have for my destiny, for my calling, for my career. Thank you for this great love you have for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because of your love for me, you are changing my life. Because of your love for me, you are healing my sicknesses and diseases. You are protecting me. You are correcting me because of your love for me. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Such a great love you have bestowed unto me. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the atmosphere of my environment receive the fire of God. Let the atmosphere of my present environment, the atmosphere of where I am right now, receive the fire of God. Receive the power of God. Receive the fire of God. Let the fire of God take over this atmosphere. Let the fire of God take over the atmosphere of my environment. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. She has fashion that they are. Let the fire of God, let the fire of God take over the atmosphere of my present environment now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God take over this place. Take over the atmosphere of this place now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand release all that I need at this time. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand release all that I need at this time. Even the things that I need, but I don't even know I need them. Lord, let your mighty hand release all that I need at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jeshana hasu je ende kashdia. Hilada dashasana. Hetasha dihande kegedia. Mashiande suara kalajera. Higlatasha nasho ijerewedea. Thank you, Lord. Let your mighty hand release all that I need at this time. Let your mighty hand release all that I need at this time. Father, let your mighty hand release all that I need at this time. All that I need in my ministry. All that I need in my life and destiny. All that I need in my marriage. All that I need in my home. All that I need concerning my finances. Lord, let your mighty hand release them now. Begin to pray like that. Let your mighty hand release them now. Thank you, Lord. Let your mighty hand release them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, let the fire of God destroy every barrier standing between me and the blessings of God. Every barrier standing between me and the blessings of God. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You hashena hasadia, tete andi jeneke kedia, lala shasana, tijuala di kande di halala. Let the fire of God destroy every barrier blocking me from receiving the blessings of God. Standing between me and the blessings of God. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Whatever barrier it is, I don't want to know whether visible or invisible, whether living thing or non-living, whether physical or spiritual, every barrier standing between me and the blessings of God to stop me from receiving and possessing. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray concerning your career. Yeah, whatever career that you have, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, open doors for the success of my career. Open doors for the greatness of my career. Open doors for the excellence of my career. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yeah, that is what the Holy Spirit wants you to say right now. Say, Father, in your mercy, open doors. Thank you, Lord. Open doors for the success of my career. Open doors for the greatness of my career. Open doors for the excellence of my career. In the name of Jesus, Mahashanagana. Thank you, Lord. Open doors, Father. Create opportunities for the success of my career. Lord, create opportunities for the greatness of the glory of my career. In the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, open doors, O God of Israel. Open doors, O God of Israel. Open doors. Thank you, Lord. Open doors, Father. Doors that will lead to the greatness of my career. Doors that will lead to the fulfillment, to the success of my career. Doors that will lead to the elevation of my career. Doors that will lead to the progress of my career. Oh Lord, open those doors unto me now. Thank you, Lord. Open the doors unto me now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some of you, God is going to open international doors for your career. That is what is coming to my spirit. God is going to open international doors for your career. So meaning that you will travel to other countries, fulfilling your career. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, open international doors for the fulfillment of my career. Open international doors for the success, progress, greatness, excellence, fulfillment of my career. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Open international doors, Father. International doors. International doors. International doors. Thank you, Lord, for the success and fulfillment and greatness of my career. In the name of Jesus, Father, open international doors now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, you are the hope to the hopeless. You are the help to the helpless. Arise now to help me. Arise now to solve problems in my life. Arise now to solve difficult problems in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jehanaga Kisanana. Elishua de Kata, Erada Shinana Dibala, Ketende Kasujinia, Tashima Subalashtedea. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are the hope to the hopeless. You are the help to the helpless. Arise, O God, and help me. Arise, O God, and help me. Arise, O God, and help me. You know those areas in your life that only God can help you. You know that only God can help you, because no other can help you. You already know that only God can help you. So begin to pray. Begin to say, arise, O God, and help me. For you are the help to the helpless. You are the hope to the hopeless. Arise now. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Only you can solve these problems. Only you can solve these problems in my life. Only you can solve these problems in my life. Arise now and help me. In your mercy, arise. In your mercy, arise. Thank you, Lord. Arise. Arise. Help me. Arise. Help me. Arise. Thank you, Lord. Help me. I decree over your life, by the authority in the name of Jesus, receive help now. In the name of Jesus, receive help now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. Then say, Father, let your grace be sufficient for my breakthroughs. Say, Father, let your grace be sufficient for my breakthrough. Now, you need to understand that the grace of God is naturally sufficient. Yeah, the grace of God is, you know, able to do anything, able to grant anything, able to create anything. Yeah. But not many people are enjoying enough of His grace. Yeah, not many people are receiving enough of God's grace. Not many people. Yeah, but God can help you to receive enough of His grace. Yeah, not that the grace of God is limited. Yeah, but it is we that always create limits when it comes to receiving of God's grace. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your grace be sufficient unto me. Or you say, help me to receive enough of your grace. Help me to receive enough of your grace for the manifestation of my breakthroughs, for the manifestation of breakthroughs in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, make your grace sufficient in my life. Make your grace sufficient in my life. Make your grace sufficient in my life for the manifestation of breakthroughs in my life. Thank you, Lord. Make your grace sufficient. Make your grace sufficient. Make your grace sufficient in the name of Jesus. Father, make your grace sufficient in my life. Help me to receive enough of your grace. Help me to receive enough of your grace. Help me to receive enough of your grace for the manifestation of breakthroughs in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. One of the things that cut short the grace of God is when God is angry with you. Yeah, is when God is not happy with you, when you are under the anger of God, when you are so full of iniquities, sins, darkness, pollutions, yeah, you're so full of abominations, things that God does not want to see in your life, and that is what you have embraced. When your life is like that, the grace of God will be cut short. Yeah, others will have access to a lot in God's grace, and you will not have access. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of whatsoever thing I have embraced that has cut short your grace in my life. Whatsoever thing I do on daily basis, whatsoever thing that has become my habit and attitude that is cutting short your grace in my life, Lord, forgive me and separate me from them in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Now, when we say God should separate you from those things, you have to repent. You have to leave those things. Then God will help you to leave. So you have to decide about it. Yeah, not that. Why? Not that God will force you. God don't force people to please Him. You have to be deliberate about pleasing Him. You have to be intentional. You have to decide. Yeah. So begin to say, Father, forgive me of whatsoever I have embraced that has cut short your grace in my life. That is cutting short your grace in my life. Forgive me, Father, and help me to separate from them. Help me to disconnect from those things in the name of Jesus, and continue to pray. Say, Lord, I am willing to let go of anything that is cutting short your grace in my life, anything that is limiting my access to the fullness of your grace. Lord, I am willing to let go of them. I am willing to separate from them. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You know, the Bible says that the light shineth in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. That's what the Bible says. Meaning that there is light in darkness. If darkness is so much all around you, there is light in that darkness. If all you see is darkness, all you see is what the enemy has done, the enemy is attacking my finances, the enemy is attacking my health, the enemy is attacking my marriage, the enemy is attacking my children. If all you are seeing is what the enemy is doing, then something is wrong with you as a Christian. You have to see what God is doing, not just what the enemy is doing. You have to see what God is doing inside what the enemy is doing. Yeah, so you have to see the light that is in darkness, because there is light in darkness. So you're going to place your right arm on your hand. You're going to say, Father, help me. Help my mind. Help my brain. Help my soul to begin to see your light that is shining in darkness. Yeah, that is how you're going to pray that prayer. You're going to say, Father, help my soul to begin to see, to begin to discern your light that is shining in darkness. Your light that is shining in darkness, so that I can follow that light, so that I can follow that light and overcome, so that I can follow that light and prevail, so that I can follow that light and be strong, so that I can follow that light and be revived. Begin to pray like that. Shekinahata Sizala. Oh God of Israel, let my eyes be opened to begin to see your light that is in darkness. Let my eyes be opened to begin to see what you are doing in my situations. Let my eyes be opened to begin to see what you are doing around me. Yeah, because many Christians, all they can see is what the devil is doing. They are not seeing what God is doing. Talk to God. Say, Lord, open my eyes to be able to discern your light that is shining in the depths of darkness. Open my understanding. Awaken my soul. Awaken my spirit to properly and accurately discern your light that is shining in the midst of the darkness around me, in the midst of the darkness that has filled the world. Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. Help me. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Do you know why the Bible says that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose? It's because there is light in darkness. It is because in the midst of negative situations, which many people try to avoid, in the midst of sorrow, suffering, hardship, pains, there is light right there in the midst. There is God right there. There is heaven right there. In the midst of serious, dangerous, deadly darkness, only if you can see that light, only if you can see that light, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the eyes of my understanding be awakened to see if what you are doing in every situation I'm passing through. Let the eyes of my understanding be awakened to see into what you are doing in the midst of every situation I am passing through. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Until you begin to see what God is doing, you might never have breakthroughs, and you might never overcome. until you see what God is doing and you embrace what He's doing and you believe what He's doing and you cooperate and agree with what He's doing, you might never experience a miracle. Say, Lord, let the eyes of my understanding, thank you, Lord, let the eyes of my understanding be awakened, be enlightened to see into what you are doing in every situation I go through, in every situation I pass through, in every situation that happens to me. Lord, let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that verse is in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Yeah, so there are two things in that verse. If all things is going to work together for your good, including the things you call bad things, unpleasant things, problems, troubles, if all those troubles and problems and unpleasant things, if they will all work together for your good, the Bible says you must love God. Yeah, you must love God. He said, all things work together for good for those that love God. Yeah, you must love God. When you love God, all things will work together for your good. When you love God, I mean, you love Him deeply. You love Him that you cannot do without Him. You love Him that you always want to be in His presence. You always want to talk to Him. Hear from Him. You love Him that you always want to please Him. Yeah, because only those that love God can please God. So begin to pray. The question is, how deep is your love for God? How deep is your love for God? How strong is your love for God? Begin to pray, say, Father, I want to love You. Help me. Say, Father, I want to love You deeply. I want to love You strongly. Help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, those who loved God in the Bible days, they loved Him so strongly. They loved Him more than their lives. They loved Him more than their lives, more than their comfort, more than everything in this world. Begin to pray. Say, Father, I want to love You deeply. I want to love You strongly. I want to love You more than my life. I want to love You more than life itself. I want to love You more than anything in this world. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to love You. I want to love You such that I can't sin against You. Yeah, there are people that they can't sin against God. Like, it's impossible for them because of how deep they love God. They can no longer sin against God. They don't even know how to do it. They can no longer offend God because they so much love Him. So it's so disturbing and irritating to them to want to offend God or sin against Him because they so much love Him. Yeah, talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to love You. The only remedy to addiction to sin is to love God. Yeah. The only remedy to stop sinning is to love God. If you don't love Him deeply, you will always sin against Him. So, and if you are sinning against Him, it's a sign that you don't love Him. So talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to love you strongly. Help me. I want to love you deeply. Help me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, why would all things work together for those that love God? It's because God will visit them. It's because God will come out of the midst of their situation and visit them and help them. You know, just as a mother cannot resist the cry of the child. Yeah. A good mother, of course, there are some mother that can resist the cry of their children. Yeah, but a good mother will find it difficult to resist the cry of a child. Yeah, that is why all things will always work together for good for those that love God, because God will not resist their cry. God will come to rescue them. God will respond to their needs. God will not forsake them. That is why all things will work together for their good. So you are going to pray again. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, destroy every stronghold in my life that is making it difficult for me to love you as I should. Say, Father, destroy every stronghold in my mind. Every stronghold of darkness in my mind. Every stronghold of darkness in my spirit. Every stronghold of darkness in my emotions, in my feelings, that is not allowing me to love you as I should. Lord, destroy them now. By fire of the Holy Ghost, begin to pray like that. Jojeneke Haridia, Hisa Sashona, Lande Tatara, Jedegala Divala Tanana, Hashtag Anasu Jigliadada. Thank you, Lord. Lord, destroy every stronghold of darkness in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my emotions, in my feelings, in my attitude, in my habit, that is not allowing me to love you as I should. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold of the flesh, every stronghold of carnality, worldliness, every stronghold of sin addiction, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, that is making it difficult for me to love you. Lord, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It says, for those that love God. For those that love God. They will love God's people. Those that love God, they will love God's people. So if you don't love God's people, it means you don't love God. If you don't love your fellow brethren in the faith, it means you don't love God. If until now you are still in conflict with your fellow believer, then you don't love God. You can't forgive your fellow Christian, then you don't love God. Yeah, that's what it means. To love God is to love His people. Is to love His people. Begin to pray. Say, Father, help me to love Your people. Help me to love Your people. Help me to love Your people. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to love Your people. Father, help me to love Your people. Help me to have selfless love for Your people. Selfless love for fellow Christians. Selfless love for fellow believers. Help me to love Your people. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me to show love. Help me to show love to the brethren. Help me to show love to the brethren. Help me to help brethren who are in need. Help me to help brethren who are in need. Give me a heart full of love. Give me a heart full of love for the brethren. In the name of Jesus. Give me a heart full of love for the brethren. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The Bible says, if you see a brethren in need, and you have what can help that brethren, and you refuse to help that brethren, the Bible says there is no love of God in you. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. You see a brethren in need, and you have what can meet the need of that brethren, and you decided not to do that. The Bible says there is no love of God in you. Ask God to help you. God tests Christians a lot. Yeah, God will always test your level of love for Him. And I've seen many Christians fail this test. God will always test our love for Him by seeing how we respond to the needs of others in the church. By seeing how we respond to the needs of other believers, other Christians. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to have love for the brethren. Help me to have genuine love, selfless love, pure love for the brethren. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. It says, all things work together for them that love God. Yeah, and then it says, for them that are called according to His purpose. According to His purpose. So, another thing that will make all things happening in your life, including all things happening in your country, including all that the governments are doing, another thing that will make them work for your good, is when you are fulfilling God's purpose. When you are fulfilling God's purpose. Yeah. When you know God's purpose for your life and you are fulfilling it, then everything will work together for your good. Even when there is scarcity and famine, you will be blessed. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be focused in fulfilling your purpose for my life. Help me to be focused in fulfilling your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me. Say, Father, help me to be focused in doing what you have called me to do, in doing the assignment you have given to me to do, in fulfilling your purpose on my life, your purpose on my life, the purpose for my existence. Oh God of Israel, help me to be focused. Help me to be focused. Help me to be focused. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Another thing about fulfilling God's purpose is to do it well. To do it as you should. To do it as it should be done. To do it as it should be done. When God gives you an assignment, you have to do it well. You have to do it as it should be done. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to fulfill your purpose on my life as I should. Help me to fulfill your purpose on my life as I should. Help me to fulfill your purpose on my life as I should. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to do the assignment you have given to me as they should be done. As they should be done. In the name of Jesus, the assignment you have called me to do, help me, Lord, to do it as it should be done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me to follow the pattern by which my purpose is to be fulfilled. By which your purpose of my life is to be fulfilled. Help me to follow that pattern. In the name of Jesus. Teach me to do the work you have committed into my hands the way it should be done. According to your perfection. According to your standard. Teach me to do the work you have committed into my hands, the way it should be done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, another thing about fulfilling God's purpose is to do it with the right mind. To do it with the right mindset, with the right attitude, with the right motive. Yeah, some people, they do God's assignment just to, I don't know how to put it, like, just to, you know, just for the doing sake, if I can pray like that. Like, you know, God said I should do this, so I'm just doing it because God said I should do it. Yeah. They are not happy with what God said they should do. They are just doing it because God said they should do it. That is not how to do the work of God. That is not how to fulfill purpose. Yeah. You have to do it with great joy. You have to do it with great delight, with great joy. Yeah, you have to do it because you love to do it. Not because you were commanded to do it, but because you want to do it. Yeah, so begin to pray, say, Father, give me the right attitude to fulfilling your purpose for my life. Give me the right mind to fulfilling your purpose for my life. The right mind give to me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pray like that. Say, Father, give me the right mind. Give me the right heart. Give me the right motive. Give me the right mind. Give me the right heart. Give me the right motive to do your purpose on my life, to fulfill your purpose on my life. Lord, give me the right heart. Help me to find joy in doing what you have called me to do. Help me to find joy. Help me to find peace. Help me to find satisfaction. Help me to be delighted in doing what you want me to do for you and for your kingdom. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God like that. Say, Lord, give me the right heart for your work. Give me the right heart for your work. Yeah, some people, they just do it because the pastor said I should do it. That is not how you serve God. Talk to God. Say, give me the right heart for your work. Give me the right heart for your work. Give me the right heart for your work. In the name of Jesus. Give me the right heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. To them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. The reason why all things will work together for good, to them that are called according to God's purpose, yeah, is because God is busy in the earth. God is busy doing the same thing you are doing. Yeah, God is busy in the earth doing the same thing he has committed into your hand to do. Yeah, so when you are doing the same thing God is doing, all things will work together for good, because nothing can stop God. Nothing can overcome God. So when God is doing something, he succeeds in it. He prevails in it. So begin to pray. Say, Father, what you are busy doing in the earth, so that I can embrace them, so that I can join the business. Show me everything you are doing in the earth, so that I can embrace them, so that I can join your business. In the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Jehadeshana dela, ki hasu jende kudiyajara, Thank you, Lord. Lord, reveal to me all that you are doing in the earth, all that you are doing in my country, all that you are doing in the church today. Reveal to me that I may join your business. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Show me all that you are doing. I want to be part of all that you are doing at this time. Lord, reveal to me and enlist me into the work. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are coming back to the work of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you know, we have been looking at the fountain of life. According to Psalm 36, yeah, I've been looking at the fountain of life, which is inside every Christian. The presence of the Holy Spirit is that fountain of life, and it fills you with life, eternal life. Yeah. Now you're going to pray. Without the Spirit of God, you cannot do the business of God. Yeah, because it is not your business. It is God's business. So it takes the Spirit of God to do the business of God. It takes the Spirit of God helping you to do His work. I remember some time ago when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, He said, you need, I think it was the Lord. Yeah, it was the Lord that was speaking to me. He said, you need my Spirit to do my work. Yeah, and he went further to explain that an horse, that there are things an horse can do that an elephant cannot do. Yeah. So he said, if an elephant or any other creature want to do what a horse can do, or an horse can do, that creature is going to need the Spirit of that horse to do exactly, the way the horse would have done it. So when it comes to the work of God, you are to do it as God would have done it, as God would do it, and you need the Spirit of God. You need the Spirit of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with your Spirit to do your work, to do your business, to fulfill your purpose on my life. Fill me with your Spirit. Begin to pray like that. You cannot fulfill God's assignment without His Spirit. Anything you do without His Spirit is a failure. It will not succeed. It can't succeed. Yeah, because it's not possible that it will succeed. Talk to God. Say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit to fulfill your purpose and calling upon my life. Fill me with your spirit to do your work you have committed to my hands. In the name of Jesus, fill me with your spirit, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When we talk about purpose, calling, divine purpose, divine calling, all we are talking about is assignments, divine assignments. It's not about titles. Yeah, because some people, the first thing they are, they think about when it comes to calling is they are thinking if they are a prophet, if they are an apostle, if they are a pastor. That is not what calling or divine purpose is all about. It's all about an assignment you have received from the Lord. An assignment you have received from the Lord. What God wants you to do for Him. And why you are born. I mean, why you were born. What you were placed in the earth to do for the Lord and for God's kingdom. So you are going to pray. I know some of you have not yet discovered why you were born and what God will have you to do. Now, if you can get busy with the purpose of God on your life, everything will work together for your good. And whatsoever you lay your hands upon will prosper. It's automatic. It is automatic. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me assignments. Show me your assignments that you want me to do for you. Show me why I am here. Show me why I was born. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, show me my purpose in you. Show me why you have placed me in this world. Give me assignments that is peculiar to my divine purpose. Lord, give me assignments to do that has to do with fulfilling my calling. Give me assignments to do. Give me assignments to do for you. In the name of Jesus, show me why I was born into this world. Show me why I was born into this world. Give me assignments to do for you. Assignments that means the fulfillment of my purpose. Give me assignments that means fulfillment of my calling. Lord, give me such assignments to do for you. In the name of Jesus, help me to get busy with the same thing you are busy doing in the earth. Help me to get busy with the assignments you want me to do for you at this time. In the name of Jesus, show me these assignments. Give me these assignments. Show me the purpose I am here on earth to fulfill. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything you have created in the earth, visible and invisible, living and non-living, let them begin to work together for the fulfillment of my calling and purpose. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let everything you created in the earth, in heaven, under the earth, everything you created, visible or invisible, living and non-living, begin to work together for the fulfillment of my purpose, for the fulfillment of my career, my calling, for the fulfillment of my purpose in the earth. Father, let everything you created begin to work together now. In the name of Jesus, he sent me heart to Salashidaya. Gebashoanda Susujana. Let everything begin to work together now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, everything you have created, Lord, let them begin to work together. Let them begin to work together. Let them begin to work together for the fulfillment of my calling and purpose and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that there are divine provisions that is meant just for your survival, meant just to make you survive. And make you to have basic needs in life. You know, basic needs, they are the food you eat, clothes you wear, and the shelter you live. Those are basic needs. But there are provisions that are meant for the fulfillment of your purpose. Yeah, there are divine provisions that are beyond meeting your basic needs. They are for the fulfillment of your purpose. Yeah, and you need these provisions. Now, sometimes when I talk about Christians becoming millionaires, billionaires, yeah, some people feel like you are promoting love of money, but that is not true. For a man that have discovered God's purpose for his life, that man is going to, because every vision God gives men, they are not limited, meaning that they are not small, they are big visions. When God reveals your purpose to you, God is not going to call you, he's not going to tell you to do something that you can afford to sponsor. Yeah, God is not going to call you to do something that your salary can afford to accomplish. If God is telling you that, then it is not God. Usually God will tell you to do something that only Him can finance. Yeah, only Him can sponsor. Only Him can promote it. Yeah, so that is why you must ask for provisions for the fulfillment of such assignments, for the fulfillment of such vision, such purpose. Yeah, because it's beyond what you can finance. It is always beyond what you can finance. If it is what you can finance, then it is not God's purpose. Yeah, it is probably your ambition. It's not God's purpose, or it's not God's vision. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, release provisions, supplies that are needed for the fulfillment of my purpose. You're going to say, Father, release provisions, finances, supplies that are needed for the fulfillment of my purpose. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father, release them now. 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 By your mighty hand, release them now. Provisions, supplies that are needed for the fulfillment of your purpose on my life. Lord, release them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. All that you have in store for the fulfillment of my purpose in the end, Lord, release them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing about fulfillment of purpose and destiny is time. Yeah. There is a time. God has set for the fulfillment of your purpose. Now, there are certain things God is expecting you to be doing now for Him. And there are more things God will expect of you to do. Yeah, so the supplies for the fulfillment of your purpose is connected to the time you are Him in that purpose. The time you are Him in the fulfillment of that purpose. Yeah, so like right now as I'm talking, there are certain things God is expecting of you to have done for Him. Yeah, and what He would give you, the supply, the provisions He would give you is meant for what is what is expected of you for now. I don't know if you get the point. what God will release to you, the supply, the provision God will release to you, is connected to what he wants you to do for him for now. So the question is, what you are doing now for God, is it what you should be doing? Are you functioning below divine expectation? Are you functioning below the expectation of heaven on your life? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to do all that is expected of me to do for you at this time. Yeah, because many times Christians function below standard. Many times, even people that they think they are doing enough for God, many of them, before God, they are only doing little. Yeah, when God looks at them, he doesn't see that they have done enough. He sees that they do just little. Yeah, so you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to do everything you are expecting from my life at this time. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, help me. Say, Father, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to do what you are expecting of me to do for you at this time. Help me to do all that you expect of me to do for you at this time. Help me to function according to your expectation on my life. Help me to function according to your expectation on my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to do all that you required of me at this time. Yeah, some people, they feel like I'm doing enough. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm doing evangelism. I'm preaching in schools, in hospitals. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And they feel like they have done enough. But they have not before heaven. Yeah. And then they are complaining, God is not blessing me enough. God is not blessing me enough. The question is, are you doing enough before God? Are you doing up to the standard God is expecting of you? Are you doing all that God is expecting of you? Talk to God. Because until you are doing all that is expected of you, that is when you receive the full blessing that is meant for what you are doing. Say, Lord, help me to do all that is required, all that is required of me to do for you at this time. Help me to be found faithful in doing all that you expect of me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points before we round up the session. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your light shine upon my life. Let your light shine into the depths of my life. And let every hiding place of darkness be exposed and destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your light shine upon me. Let your light shine into the depths of my life. Let the brightness of your light enter into the depths of my life. Let it expose hidden darkness and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine into the depths of me. Jehashina nadihala. Hita sujidea gadantahata. Mashanea dijanana. Leliha sojana. Gitadagala. Let your light shine into the depths of me. Into the depths of my environment. Into the depths of my spirit, soul, and body. Let every secret darkness be exposed and terminated. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire destroy every attack of the enemy coming against me from my environment, from the environment I live. Let your fire destroy every attack of darkness coming against me from my present environment, from the place I live, in the name of Jesus, from the streets I live, in the name of Jesus. Let your fire consume every attack of darkness coming against me, coming against me from my environment now, in the name of Jesus. Let your fire destroy them. Let your fire destroy them. Let your fire destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them be utterly destroyed. Every attack rising against my soul, against my peace, against my joy. Thank you, Lord. Let your fire consume them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 4 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, flow into every part of me, neutralize poisons of darkness. The blood of Jesus flow into every part of me and neutralize poisons of darkness now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. He let hush. He has said she go hand. Blood of Jesus flow. Blood of Jesus flow. Blood of Jesus flow. Thank you, Lord. Blood of Jesus flow into every part of me, into every cell in my body, into every part of my soul and spirit. Blood of Jesus flow and neutralize poisons of darkness there. In the name of Jesus, neutralize poisons of darkness now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to see a fire of the Holy Ghost. Open the eyes of my spirit. Open the eyes of my heart to see into every realm that I must see. See, fire of the Holy Ghost, open the eyes of my spirit to see into every spiritual realm that I must see into now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire on the Holy Ghost. Open the eyes of my spirit. Open the eyes of my inner man to see into every spiritual realm that I must see into. Every spiritual realm that pertains to the kingdom of God. Every realm that pertains to my destiny, that pertains to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open my eyes to see into those realms. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every invisible realm that pertains to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, that I must see into, fire of the Holy Ghost, open my eyes to see into them now. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual realm that pertains to my growth in the knowledge of God, that pertains to my growth in the knowledge of the things of the kingdom of God, fire of the Holy Ghost, open my eyes to see into those realms now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual realm that pertains to getting victories in spiritual warfare, Lord, open the eyes of my spirit to see into them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, God of Israel, make way for me in the midst of my wilderness. You can say, God of Israel, make ways for me in the midst of my wilderness. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Mishede hasijda, nishoso getashudia, eledine akatashisana, mashashadu gidiala disana, tesujena gedrija, gishusia tashan de diakialala, hidorogo rujinia salamala, mashedekata, God of Israel, make ways for me. Make ways for me in the midst of my wilderness. Make ways for me. Make ways for me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, God of Israel, lahashi swasineletala, ishana kandarashirana, heraki swijende matashana disa, lahada de haradijana. Make ways for me, O God of Israel, in the midst of my wilderness. Make ways for me. Make ways for me. Make ways for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to over my oppressors. Can we say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace, authority, power, strength to rule over my oppressors, to oppress my oppressors. Now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. Say, I receive grace. Say, I receive power. Say, I receive fire. I receive power. I receive fire. I receive power to rule, to dominate my oppressors, to rule over my oppressors, to oppress my oppressors. Now, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace now. Thank you, Lord. I receive authority now. I receive power to forever, to eternally rule over my oppressors in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of the universe, ancient of days, we worship you. Rock of Israel, we praise you. Lord of hosts, we adore you. We say thank you for what you have done as we were praying. We say thank you for what you are going to do for us very fast and very shortly. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for as many who has lifted up their voices, lifted up their souls unto you in prayer in this meeting. I ask, O God, that you visit them in the name of Jesus. I ask that everyone here experience a powerful visitation from you, a visitation that they will live to tell the story, a visitation that will change all things in their lives to become the way you want them to be. Oh Lord, let this visitation happen now. In Jesus' name, I decree that you shall be successful. In everything you do, you shall be successful. In everything you do, you shall excel. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness that is working to turn the works of your hands against you, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. All that you do shall prosper in the name of Jesus. All that you do for the Lord, all that you do for the living shall prosper and succeed in the name of Jesus. The fire of God shall surround you. The fire of God shall surround your spirit, soul, and body for perfect security and safety and health in the name of Jesus. You shall rise above limitations. Limitations your ancestors, your parents, your father, your mother could not rise above, could not break. You shall break those limitations. You shall rise above those limitations. In the name of Jesus, the call of God upon your life shall begin to find expression to bless souls out there in the name of Jesus. the right mindset, the right attitude that you need to discover and fulfill God's purpose on your life. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The anointing that's going to make you a blessing to your generation. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The empowerment that's going to make you a solution to the problems in the earth. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The breakthroughs that you need now to be able to succeed greatly in your career and ministry. Receive those breakthroughs now in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord shall help you. The hand of the Lord shall satisfy your needs. The hand of the Lord shall bless you with great abundance. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.